Dictation for patient Nasira Siddiqui, NASIRA-SIDDIQI. Date of birth is 3/28/58. Date of service 6/18/2025. And date of accident is 2/7/2025. Ms. Nasira Siddiqui is a victim of an accident where she was injured by running five or six deer as she was going at 40-50 miles an hour in Northville area on Six Mile Road. The damage was to the entire car. It was T-bone on driver's side and the front, and windshields were broken, and she suffered terrible damage to the car as well as to personal. She hit her head into the dashboard, and she had started having headaches with dizziness, ringing in the ear and buzzing, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, taste problems, jaw pain. In addition, patients started having severe pain in the neck area, mid-back, lower back to the tune of nine, as well as patients started having pain in both the shoulders. She also started having shooting pain to both arms laterally all the time as spasm, weakness, and numbness of the first, second, and third finger. In the lower back, pain was shooting down to the lateral part of both legs all the way up to the ankle, but not involving the foot and the knees. In addition, patient had pain in both shoulders with limited ability to do the abductions, and also both the knees were in terrible pain. Difficult time she had to move around, go up and down. Even the hips were hurting for her. Most of the symptoms are continuous. Currently, the pain level is between eight and nine. The shoulder pain is still eight, and lower back pain is nine. Neck pain is nine, and there still is a shooting pain to both the arms and both legs, and it is difficult to walk for her. Knee pain is reported to be eight on both sides, and the legs are swollen bilaterally. She has had some testing with her primary care physician, and the laboratories are included with this visit. The patient has extreme anxiety, panic, depression, and nightmares, as well as loss of memory. And she has terrible dizziness and headache, vision disturbances. She's having lack of focus, lack of concentration. The patient was referred to a neurologist earlier, as well as a neuropsych for evaluation, and we will continue doing that. The patient needs to see a psychiatrist for her mood issues, as well as a neurologist and a psychotherapist. She has been referred to places in the area. Prescriptions are provided. She is also provided with a rotator walker and she's also getting a knee brace, quad cane, and a neck traction. She's also provided strong pain medication like Norco to bring her some relief. She's also requiring attended care for several hours to bring further relief and help at home. She's also seeing a physical therapy and chiropractic. Currently, she's undergoing conservative treatment. She has had twice the injection to both the knees that brought her some relief. Her MRIs were found positive. The MRIs for the brain was done with NeuroQuant and showed that she has an atrophy of the left supramarginal gyrus. Parietal lobe is in low limits. Other than that, the rest of the brain was found to be in normal volume limit for NeuroQuant. In the cervical spine, it is discovered that the patient has a herniated disc at C3-4 and C4-5, affecting the left C5 nerve roots and C5-6 left asymmetric 3 mm posterior disc bulge. C6 and C7, there is a left foraminal disc herniation. C7 and T1, right foraminal disc herniation. The patient was advised that she may benefit from two or three epidural injections that she has declined. She also do not want any surgical consultation at this time, although we have discussed about surgical consultation and a spinal cord stimulation device. Regarding the lumbar spine, the patient is found to have a disc herniation of L2-3, bulging disc at L3-4, bulging disc of L4-5, and L5-S1 with anterior listicies of grade 1 with a moderate multi-level facet ligamentous hypertrophy. Patient is advised to consider having 3 to 4 epidural injections to the lumbar spine followed by facet joint injections. And the patient has not given any consent. She has not been mobilized herself. She's trying to get better with just medications. Regarding the left knee, patient has an injury to the meniscus, posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Grade 2 signal in lateral meniscus also present. Severe arthritis of the patellofemoral area. There's a sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament. And moderate osteoarthritis that may require a surgical consultation with the orthopedic surgeon. Patient has been advised about it. In addition, at the right knee, patient has the following findings, which are knee joint arthritis, grade 4 chondromalacia, anterior cruciate ligament sprain, medial collateral ligament sprain, complex tear in the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus. And the patient has been advised to consult the orthopedic surgeon. We have provided her 2 injections and we are ready to provide more. 3 to 4 injections should bring some reasonable relief for her. In the left shoulder, patient is found to have a supraspinatus and infraspinatus insertional tendinosis, superior subscapularis insertional tendinosis, infraspinatus enthesis. Long head of the biceps is degenerated. There is a small posterior superior labral tear. Again, it may require several injections to the supraspinatus tendon and subscapularis tendon and biceps tendon as well. And intra-articular injection to the left shoulder. In the right shoulder, the patient is found to have subacromioideoid bursitis, for which no treatment is really needed, and patient has arthritis of the AC joint and supraspinatus tendinosus, which may require 3 injections to the tendon or supraspinatus. Other than that, at this time, patient has pain level which is 8 to 9, areas are affected 9. Patient cannot walk more than 100 feet in pain. Her family is helping her with the ADLs. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review and for additional issues. As substance abuse and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 154/90, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit of 5/12/2025. Dictation number is 0514-001. Plan is to continue all the medications. A patient is provided with the following medication, which is Lunesta. The Xanax prescription is provided 0.5 milligram daily. PRN for anxiety. Tramadol 50 milligram every 8 hours. PRN 75 tablets are ordered for 30 days for pain relief. Patient is advised to continue taking it easy. The Cilicin. In 30 days time, her physical therapy is also renewed 3 times a week. to the affected area, neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, and the patient has been provided the work disability, household replacement, and transportation. Thank you. The patient will return in 30 days' time, and further, she was seeking attended care, but she did not fill up the affidavit for attended care that was needed. If she fills it out later on, I may redo the disability for her providing attended care, but right now it ended on 6/12/2025 officially. Thank you.